question about the relationship of Harina, the holy name, to an eligibility to go to Braja Dham. I wanted to give an example of a statement about the holy name. There are so many verses about the holy name. For one, this is quoted from Linga Purana. It says, if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently, he will surely achieve his swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. Even if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently,
without love.
Without love.
Yeah. He will surely achieve his swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. The Sanskrit is this. Vajam Tishtam Vapan Asnam. So, it seems that the holy name is so powerful that just by chanting, we will go to Goloka Vrindavan, even if we're not so developed in our bhava. But on the other hand, I heard you say that you were not certain even if Haridas Thakur went to Braj. So it appears almost some contradiction between these verses about the power of the holy name.
There was a very small child, baby. No?
Yes.
She was so little baby. Durvasa came and told her, give him bar. Bar means?
Butter?
Bar. Bar means if he want anything. And if any gift man fulfills that idea, it is called birth. I am giving birth that.
Boon, I think.
Boon. Boon mo.
No,
boon.
Boon. Boonna.
Spelling?
B-O-O-N. Benediction.
Benediction. That you will have so far powerful five sons. Durvasa told. No? He told to Kunti. Kunti was at that time no married, nothing, no marriage. He gave the boom to Kunti. What became? Later on, she was married to Pandu Maharaj, and later on she gave five sons birth. No? Yudhishthir, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadeva. He told at that time that you will have five sons, but he will have to come in order. So in Puran it has been written, by name everything will be done. Seto darpana marjanam bhav maha davatmi nirvapanam sreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyabudhi jivanam anandam budhi vardhanam pratipadam purna mrita swadanam sarvatma smapanam. He has told that by name he will have, indifferently he will take name, he will have his Sarup Siddhi. Sarup Siddhi means he will enter in the realm of Krishna pastime Nitya Leela. But there is a system. he will have to go in system. So Rupa Goswami has told that Ache Sloki Pat Karnam. Krishna Krishna iti jasya girin tanga mana sadriyeta dikshast cheti panach bhishya bhajan tamisham susrusya bhajan vigyamanan namanna nindadin subna hidmiksati sangalabhva. He is telling that a one Krishna name, those who are uttering, anyhow they are uttering, they should be given samman, honor.
Yes.
That should be honored. But if they have taken diksha, then they should be honored.
More.
No more. They should be honored. This is a loki for Madhyama Adhikari, not for Kanishta Adhikari. They have some wisdom to think. So there are so many duties of Madhyama Adhikari. No duty of Uttama Adhikari or Kanishta Adhikari. Especially these duties are for Madhyama Adhikari. No? Here he is telling that dikshasti cheta, if he has diksha, only diksha can it be. He is telling this. If he has sambandha jnana, if he is uttering Krishna, one Krishna name, and that name is after diksha, not only diksha, if sambandha jnana is there, with sambandha jnana, not only sambandha jnana, if they have sambandha jnana and they have diksha, without diksha no sambandha jnana. So with diksha, with sambandha jnana, one Krishna who are uttering, they should be honored. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been stated that koti janme jadi kare saman kirtan tabutana paya Krishna pade premadhan. This vakya is of Purans. Lakhs of years has been passed. No? In Puran it has been stated. In Puran, no Madhur Ras Katha, only in Srimad Bhagavata. No? And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given all these things. Nam Prem Mala Gathi Parailo Sabare. You know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given name, garlanded in Prem Sutra, Prem thread. There is a prem thread and he is garlanding one by one pushpa. Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. These are one, each of these names are very good flowers. They have a smell, they have fragrance, they are so beautiful, they are so Kumal, soft, and so sital,
cooling.
All they have quality. But if you not one time, not two times, not 100 times, even not lakhs and lakhs nam, even in lakhs of birth, if you going and taking Hari name, they will not create Krishna prem. They can give salvation, they can give Vaikunthiya prem, not they will give this Braja prem for whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have come. Koti janme jadi kare sramana kirtan tabutana paya Krishna pade premadhan. Understanding? Krishnam kare aparadhera vichar. Krishnam thinks that whether he is aparadhi or not. If he is offensive, and with offense, he is telling, uttering Krishna name in thousands and lakhs of births, he will not attain Krishna prema. No sarvasiddhi, nothing. When dikshastiketa, if state means if there is diksha. Not every person though have taken diksha, they have taken ordinary diksha. No? Anusthaniki diksha, it will not do. When it will do? When he will have served Vishambhavena. Vishambhava se seva kiya Guruji ka. Understanding?
Yes.
Like yourself. You have done Vishambha seva. And pariprasna pranipat. Pariprasena pariprasnena sevaya of Guru. And by the grace of Guru, they have attained sambandha jnana. What sambandha jnana? Krishna is my sakha. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my husband. Krishna is my lover. This is sambandha jnana. One relation also yet remains. And that is so hidden, that sambandh. What that sambandh is? Can you tell?
Krishna is the is my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law?
Well, husband of Radhika.
Brother-in-law? Then you are lady or gentleman?
I'm neither, but in that conception, lady.
So, am Palladasi of Srimati Radhika. I am Palladasi or Palladasi or Palladasi. That is, I am Palladasi of Sri Rupmanjari. So, Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, and all Manjari. This is the best sambandha jnana. Those who will utter only one Krishna name without offense, with sambandha jnana, and under the guidance of a very good rasik swajati asa vaishnava, being in Vrindavan, not everywhere, hither and thither. Being in Vrindavan, especially in where Krishna is serving Srimati Radhika, his face, her feet.
Devakun.
Then we have Krishna prema. These are systematic, all these things. But in this slow, everything has been not written. Why not written? There are some reasons. If we tell any man that you will be king, to be a king is very difficult. So he is giving temptation. He will have to go, rise up to king, but he will have to adopt some method. Then he will be there. In this slok, it has been written that you will attain Swarup Siddhi. But how he will get it, it has been not stated. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have stated how to chant Krishna. It will give Utakire Madhura Madhura Me Tatamangalam Mangalanam Sakalanigamuvalli Satphalam Chit Sarupam Sakadapi Parihitam Sardhaya Helayava Bhrigubara Naramatram Sarayeta Krishna. It has been stated there. Shadow of that sloka is there. Same thing. It has been stated. They have given temptation to us that by name you will have Swarupsiddhi, and in Swarupsiddhi you will have entrance in seva of that kind of rasa of Krishna in Vrindavan. They have stated. But how it will be, they have not told all these things. So it is hidden behind. There is lock and key in the hands of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and they have opened that key for us. So in Upadeshamrita, Sikshastras, there are some rules and regulations in Manasiksha. How can Krishna Prem, how can Swarupsiddhi can be done? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu it is done. So I think without Diksha, without Sambandha Gyan, and without any Rasika Vaishnava Sangha, and without following Srimad Bhagavat and the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom Rupa Goswami has stated, we cannot enter in Krishna Prem Swarupsiddhi.
Even chanting?
No. But by chanting, we know or don't know the mahima of name. If you are chanting, a Vaishnava will see you. No? And see, he calls, "Oh Giriraj, come here." Oh, Satru, come here, come here. You are singing so sweet. Madhavendra Puri was singing Krishna like you. Haridas Thakur was singing Krishna like you. Go on chanting. Do you know who are you? I don't know. Oh, you are Krishna Das. Jivera Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. And she loved so much and gave some sweet prasadam and told him, come daily to me. And in the temptation he used to come. And very sweet past tense of Krishna was told by him to that person. He told that, oh, you should take first Diksha. What is Diksha? He stated everything. And who is Guru? He was seeking, searching Gurudev at that time. That forename, name is so valuable thing and so high thing, himself Krishna. Where should I go and search Gurudev? And he will give me that name. Then Krishna has arranged everything. Srimati Radhika has arranged everything. He sent Jayanta, he sent Swamiji, he sent Vinodamanjari, he sent... Understanding?
Yes.
Then he saw that I was singing Krishna name without any sambandha. But Gokumari is singing with tears in his eyes, with heart, and deeply seeing nothing in this world, only remembering past times of Krishna. He has a temptation, greed. How can I take this name like him? He was told that he takes day and light, night, 3 lakhs of names. What to one name? Then he used to take 1 lakh. then with Sambandha Gyan, and hearing Srimad Bhagavat poetry. We have told so many talks of Srimad Bhagavat at Imli Tala, in Seva Kund, in Sringar Bhakt, through hearing. Now he has Sambandha Gyan. I want to serve Radha and Krishna like Rup Manjari, like Lalita Vishakha, like any Sakhi. No? By and by, this idea becomes so much form in his heart. Now he don't want to be friend, not want to be father and mother, no Sakha friend, nothing. No Sakhi at all. Only he wants to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika. And gradually it was so much form in his heart that always thinking like this, always serving like this, and at last by the sang of Bhakta, Shraddha, Nistha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav came from Golok Vrindavan, from any of the persons, Krishna Parikar, to whom he has that greed. That, what was his sarup? He then realizes his sarup and realizes how to serve that Krishna. And then he takes name, his name is pure name. And by this name, Krishna Prem can be achieved. Everything. So these are sarup. So we should try to take name by this system. The system is not there, but anyhow it is there in Sutra. From morning to up till now?
Yeah.
Not speaking. Chilla raha. I'm crying. Next time you will see any slok of Vilapa. What is slok? Last time I have 13th.
Yeah.
What is that slok? We have read this slok. That's it.
She's
telling that I do naman to your dasya somehow. Understand? Naman means respect. Keeping on my head. But I want only Dasi Bhav. To serve you faith. I don't want to be a sati. Because in the eyes of Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, there are five kinds of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Norma Sakhi. No? And they all are divided into four classes. Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhit. Swapaksha, Lajita, Vishakha are all are in Swapaksha of Radhika. There are two kinds of Sakhi first. It is something difficult. Two kinds of Sakhi. Samasneha, Vishamasneha Sakhi. Samasneha means having equal love for Krishna and Srimati. Equal love for Krishna and Chandravani. Equal love for Krishna and Bhadra. Because they are also just history. Equal love for Shyamala. She is also just history. And they have Asta Sakhi and everything like Srimati Radhika. So, equal love for Krishna and Radhika, Chandravali, Bhadra, Shyamala. These are called Samasneha. Sneha means love, affection. Visham Sneha Sakhi means not equal priti, love. Either that love is towards Krishna or more love towards Radhika, Bhadra, Shyamala, Chandravali. These are called Visham Sneha. Visham Sneha, those who have more affection for Krishna, these are called Krishna Dhikya Sneha. Krishna Sneha Dhika. Understanding? And those who have more inclination towards Radhika Chandravali, Bhadra Shyamala Chandravali, they are Sakhi Sneha Dhika. Sneha Sakhi Sneha Dhika. Adhik means more inclination towards Sakhi. These two kinds of Sakhi are there. Again, they have been divided into five. At this time perhaps. Sakhi, those who are elder than Krishna. Not elder. Elder means younger. Chota. Younger. Younger than Krishna. And they are inclined more towards Krishna. Like Dhanishka, Vrinda, Kundalata, and all others. There are lots of gopis like this, those who are Sakhi. In age they are less than Krishna. And they always try to live in Yashoda Bhavan. They take bath of Krishna. They may give water to Krishna. Serve anyhow in the house of Yashodadevi. These are called sakhi. Nitya sakhi. Who are younger means Koti. Younger than Krishna and Radhika. They are about 12 half maybe. Very beautiful. Like Srimati Radhika, not less than Radhika. And qualified in every respect as Srimati Radhika. They are called Nitya Sakhi. They have so much love for Krishna and Radhika. Well, they will always try to live with Radhika. Always. The ones that Krishna should be so much less. And if Srimati Radhika anyhow is defeated, they feel that we are defeated.